Welcome to City Talks, a monthly podcast looking at the big issues facing UK cities and the latest thinking on urban policy. I'm your host, Andrew Carter, from the think tank Centre for Cities. I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome to this episode of City Minutes. I'm Andrew Carter, and today I'm joined by my colleagues, Catherine Enenkel, who is a senior analyst, and Tom Sells, who is a researcher at the Centre for Cities. Catherine and Tom, along with our associate, Thomas Aubrey, are the authors of a new report which sets out the rationale and the recommendations for reforming the business rate system in England. So starting with you, Catherine, give us a sense as to what's the problem, what's wrong with the current business rate system?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. So in our recent report you were just talking about, we basically identified four broad problems which the current business rate system is facing. So the first problem we identified is that business rates actually do not reflect local economic realities. And this is because at the moment the revaluations are infrequent. And that means that the rates, they are based on property values that can be as much as 7 years out of date. And this mismatch is then aggravated by the transitional relief system. So normally the relief is not a particularly bad thing. It's like intended to cushion firms from large changes in rateable valuations by phasing in the amount of business rates paid. But the problem is when we look like at the UK, we see that this transitional relief, which is a downward transitional relief, is particularly harmful for businesses in the north of England because many of them have seen large falls in their valuations due to the downward transitional relief. They continue to overpay. And this stands then in contrast to businesses in the south of England, which are effectively underpaying because although many have seen increases in their rateable value, they pay less than the higher amount because of the relief. And this is clearly at odds with the leveling up agenda. So, and then there's a second problem that we found is that the current system of business rates is very complex. And this is then resulting in a number of other problems. And for instance, the valuation methodology of the VOA is very opaque. And that means that the whole valuation process is extremely time consuming. And a lot of ratepayers, they do actually not understand where their bills are coming from. And as a consequence, there are like high numbers of appeals because they just try to understand for what they actually have to pay. And it's not only this valuation process, which is complex, it's also the complex web of reliefs which has emerged. It was basically introduced to handle with the issues I've just mentioned above, but there are like a lot of reliefs, like a relief for small business, for newspapers, telecommunications, etc. And they were aimed to address the poor performance of the system, but they're actually making the things worse because it's adding to the complexity. And yeah, the third problem is that higher investment in planning machinery is basically increasing the bill for the business rates. So, and there is a higher liability for businesses with more plant and machinery, and it's effectively a tax on investment. And this is a disadvantage for manufacturing businesses, as well as we know a lot of them are in the north of England. And the final problem we identified is that the system at the moment is also not really incentivizing local growth. For instance, there have been even though there have been changes in the last years, the local authorities, they cannot really keep all the growth in business rates. And this is then blunting incentives for growth. And in addition, there is like a cap on the total revenue that the system can generate, which is amplifying the issue. Because the total amount of business rates in the country cannot increase with the growing economy. It's very in contrast to all the other taxes. So these four problems we have identified and then thought about like how to improve the system.
If those are the four problems, what are the recommendations? What are we saying needs to happen in order to reform the business rate system?
So we developed with a team 10 recommendations, which should be crucial to improve the system and which are really addressing all the four problems. So starting with the first challenge is that we would recommend annual valuations because, as I said, at the moment, due to the infrequent valuation, the system is not really accommodating growth. And if we were switching to annual valuation, this would also remove the need for the transitional relief, which is at the moment very harmful for a lot of businesses in the UK. And so if we were switching to annual valuations, the tenants would actually pay the business rates, which are based on the rateable values of the current year. So basically the business rate bill would be in line with the economic situation of the businesses. And the second recommendation we are doing, and this is like encompassing like a big set of different recommendations, is that the system must become less complex, so it must be simplified. And so first, the VUA must adopt a more systematic and transparent valuation methodology. And this would probably also lower the number of appeals that ratepayers would have to pay, because the ratepayers would then better understand where their bills are actually based on. And in addition, we would also recommend that a lot of the reliefs I've just mentioned should be largely abolished and just kept to a minimum. That would also like give much more room for understanding the system better and like lower the complexity. And yeah, the third problem, the third set of solution is like directed to the fact that actually the system is taxing plant and machinery and is like a barrier to investment. So we would recommend that actually plant and machinery should be removed from the valuation process so that more investment and innovation can be allowed. And yeah, for the final point where we are talking about like local economic growth, and we would actually recommend just to increase the incentives for local growth. So to achieve this, we would introduce a pooling system across the countries where all authorities that are covering a functional economic area, such combined authorities or the GLA, can be allowed to keep like 100% of their gross and business rates revenue. So this has already been done in the past, like in different sets of pilots. But we think the system should be extended to further incentivize growth. And regarding to the cap, I've also mentioned, so this cap on the total yield from business rate should be lifted so that more local authorities can benefit from when their economies are growing.
So we've got four problems and we have 10 solutions or 10 recommendations that when you take them as a complete package, they address those four different aspects. Thanks for that, Catherine. Tom, turning to you, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, yes, the system is broken, but reform is far too difficult. It can't be done. Actually, we've been looking at other places that have actually reformed their business rate system to make it more efficient, more effective, and more equitable. So just give us a sense as to where those places are.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. So an example of a place which we've looked a lot at that's kind of gone for a similar process to what we're recommending is the Netherlands. So they face a similar challenge to the UK in terms of the complexity of their business rate system. And they also had an appetite to move towards annual revaluations. So in the mid 90s, they went through a comprehensive reform of the tax and implemented a number of changes, which are quite similar to what we're laying out. The main change they introduced was a switch from valuations that were made every 4 years to a system where properties are actually instead valued annually. And in order for this to be possible, they had to make a number of changes that simplified the system. So these included changing how properties are valued, removing plant and machinery from the process, and also requiring more information from landlords around agreements such as rental agreements. And in addition to this, they also moved from a system where valuations were undertaken centrally, as is the case in the UK at the moment, or England, to a system where this is done more locally. And we looked in detail at these changes to see what we could learn from their transition to inform our recommendations for reform here. And one of the main criticisms that is often raised in response to these types of recommendations for reform is that they would raise costs in the system. But actually, from the Dutch case, we can see that this really wasn't the case. And after introducing these changes, costs of valuation actually fell by 20%. Not only this, but as a result of the increased transparency and how the valuation assist process became more simplified, appeals also fell by 80%. So the Dutch experience really does demonstrate that it is possible to successfully reform a centralized, slow and cumbersome business rate system as we've got here and turn into a more responsive and fair tax that takes into account local conditions as well as rewarding local economic growth.
Excellent. So it can be done because it has been done. And the government's interested in business rates reform. Tom, just give us an update. Where are we on that?
Yeah, so the government has expressed a desire for reform of the business rate system, and this year they've launched further consultations on the tax, in which they've invited stakeholders to give their opinions on how best to reform business rates. And this first round of consultations is due to end by the end of October. So we participated in this consultation, and we've recommended what we laid out in the report around reducing complexity, making the system more responsive to changing economic conditions, and better encouraging growth. Going forward, we plan to continue working with the stakeholders that we've engaged with so far as we wrote the report, and to kind of work out how best we can introduce these changes in practice. More immediately, the current pandemic has reinforced the urgency of which these reforms need to be introduced. So if the COVID-related emergency relief for businesses aren't expanded, then transitional relief in particular is likely to just further cripple businesses that have already fared badly. So there is an incentive to kind of get this through as quickly as we can.
Excellent. Thank you very much to Tom and indeed to Catherine. Read the summary report on our website, centreforcities.org. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of City Talks, brought to you by Centre for Cities. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher by searching Centre for Cities. Please rate, review and subscribe if you liked what you heard. You can also follow the Centre on Twitter at Centre for Cities, or like us on Facebook and LinkedIn for the latest updates on what the Centre is up to. If you have any comments on the episode or suggestions for topics we should cover in the future, we'd love to hear from you. Do tweet us or send an email to info@centreforcities.org. The music was from Palace Fires by Johnny Foreigner, used with permission, and all rights are reserved.